same. Girl, you and I would die, believers bound to the tracks of the train. I'm not excited, but should I be? Is this the fate that half of the world has planned for me? I know I love you, and you love to see. But what all the water contains, a little drop for me.
Hello and welcome back to The Graveyard Shift. I'm Jaishna.
And I'm Abby. My headphones are turned off and I was wondering why I was speaking so loud. There we go. So, before the break, we told you a little creepy story about how your daughter learned to count.
Creepy.
Jaishna, what was your first impression when you read that story?
I was confused because I didn't quite get it, but the four fingers, the little girl found four fingers.
They weren't her own fingers.
It freaks
they
me out.
They were someone
man.
Else's fingers.
Freaks me out.
I absolutely love that story because it just
it doesn't hate that I like it.
It doesn't go into an excessive amount of like blood and like gore or anything.
It's just weird.
It's so simple because you read it and you're like, oh, it's so cute. She's like, I'm going to be four. But then you realize, no, she just found four fingers.
It's disgusting.
And that's why her parents were up with her all night and she still refuses to tell them where she got them.
Just don't have kids.
Don't let your kids play in graveyards. I'm never going to let my kids play in graveyards.
I hope you don't.
But I'm going to let my kids read haunting ghost stories. Ooh. When they're old enough, of course, because...
Don't want to scar them.
How old? Two? Three?
What? Like 12,
don't
13.
Don't let me be a mom. Okay, so I love ghost stories, and I love books. And I found a bunch of books that every ghost lover and paranormal hunter needs to read. So the first one is one called The Little Stranger. I've been meaning to read it for a really long time. I just haven't gotten around to it. So it's a haunted house classic. This story is narrated by a guy named Dr. Faraday, who summoned to a patient at Hundreds Hall, which is the home of the Ayers family for over two centuries. As a man of reason and science, Faraday does everything he can to rationally explain the noises, apparitions, vandalism, and eventual violence that plague this family home. It's a slow burner of a novel that will have the hairs on the back of your neck standing up on end as you begin to realize what is haunting the family.
Fascinating.
I've wanted to read that. Another one I've wanted to read. I haven't seen the movie of this yet, but The Woman in Black.
It's a good one.
Did you see the Daniel Radcliffe movie?
It was good. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to
be. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to read the book.
Maybe
first.
The book is better.
The book is about a guy named Arthur Kipps, who's a London solicitor who's sent to a small English town shrouded in mist and rolling fog to settle the affairs of a client. Soon after, Kipps becomes an unwitting player in a tragic mystery of dead children and a menacing specter of a woman in black who haunts the old crumbling house in the town that lies beyond the salt marshes.
Very spooky.
It sounds spooky.
Recommend.
And here's one where I actually recommend the movie. I've never read the book, but I recommend the movie, The Shining. You see
that?
The
movie, yeah. It didn't.
I like it.
I mean, it is a classic.
If you're just getting into classic horror movies and you're like so sick of like Saw and all this stuff, that's too much.
Yeah.
Even for me, it's too much.
I don't like gore. I like a good plot and thriller.
I love horror thrillers.
Exactly. Those are the best.
Yeah, so The Shining is one of Stephen King's most famous stories. So The Shining was adapted into popular film by the same name. The novel centers on a boy and his family as they moved into an abandoned hotel. The boy's father is a former teacher and current caretaker in the hotel, which is inhabited by the spirits of those who have died within the walls. I want to see. Well, I've seen the movie. I want to read it. I really want to read it. And there was recently a sequel released by the name of Dr. Sleep, which isn't as scary, but it tells the events following the family's horrific hotel stay. Oh, snap.
Snappity snap snap.
So,
highly recommend. Just recommend. Just 10 recommend. Out of 10.
So, Jaishna, have you seen The Exorcist?
I have.
Did you like it?
It was good.
Did you think it was scary?
No. I don't think things like that are very scary.
Anymore. Years ago, when there's a pivotal scene where basically the girl's head rotates all the way around,
yeah,
like an owl.
Something like that, yeah.
Back when the movie was released, that had never been seen before.
Yeah, definitely. That would make sense then for people to be freaked out and scared by that.
And people were terrified of this movie.
I would be too.
But The Exorcist is the inspiration behind the infamous movie. The deceptively simple story focuses on an 11-year-old girl named Reagan, who's the daughter of a movie actress who is seemingly possessed by an ancient demon. It's an ancient battle between good versus evil as they wrestle the devil to rescue Reagan from an unspeakable fate.
Scary, scary.
I know. I haven't read the book. I'm going to. I've bookmarked all of these to read. And last but not least, would you have Netflix?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Have you seen, popped up on your recommending, something called The Haunting of Hill House?
I have, and I've been meaning to watch it.
So, The Haunting of Hill House is now a Netflix original series, but originally it was a book by a woman named Shirley Jackson. So, The Haunting of Hill House is a story of four seekers who arrive at the notoriously haunted Hill House looking for solid evidence of a haunting. At first, their stay seems destined to be merely a spooky encounter with inexplicable phenomena, but Hill House is gathering its powers as soon as it will choose one of them to make its own.
That seems really interesting. I think I might watch that later today.
So the interesting thing about the TV show, The Haunting of Hill House, is it's different than the book. And there's a movie called The Haunting, which is...
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. So The Haunting is very closely based on The Haunting of Hill House novel, but the show is a little bit different.
Okay, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Once you watch it, tell me what you think the family members represent.
Okay, that's scary.
I'm not going to say it on air because all of you out there who are listening, yeah. I'm not going to spoil. I'll probably spoil it when I turn the mics off just to ruin
everything. No.
I'm kidding. No. I would never do that. I'm too nice. I try to be too nice.
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
I read stories like this and I'm like, ooh, this is interesting. Everyone's like, Abby, stop. So, is that it?
Those were very good book recommendations. Yes. That was a very fun story time we had. That was really fun.
I'm still ooged out about the little girl and her fingers.
That was just weird, but it was good.
Yes, I do have a little bit of a shout out though. So, the Jewett City Vampires story actually was given to me by Abigail Tucker of the Smithsonian Institute, who I got in contact with when I saw she had published an article about it, and she sent me a bunch of different things about it, which is really exciting. So thank you so much for being our researcher for the vampire stories. I really appreciated that. And hopefully we'll be able to turn that into a full episode with her talking about it as well as me. So it's going to be Abigail Squared talking about vampires.
Love that. So you've been with us on the Graveyard Shift here on 91.3 WHJE with me, Jaishna.
And me, Abby.
So everyone have a great Friday and an amazing weekend.
And a good night. Have sweet dreams because today is an excellent day for an exorcism. The next song is Time Moves Slow by Bad Bad Not Good, which describes all of the stories we read today.
Watching the leaves falling in, and you were something like a dream. when you're missing a friend. And the time moves slow when you get to the end. The running away is easy, it's the leaving that's hard. But what was I to do? Just couldn't help myself falling in love with you. What could I say? Oh, if I had another chance to make you stay. What you were thinking that day? You just didn't love me like I do, like I love you. The sad thing is we're better off this way. Time moves slow, you can't hear a thing. Time moves slow when you're lost in the dream. And the time moves slow when you wait by the phone. And the time moves slow when you're all alone.
For the indie people, you're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.